Let's go.
Go.
Ta-da! Let's go! On every reality show, every TV show, let's go! With 20-some-year-old boys. Let's go!
I miss the days of fire.
That's fire.
Yeah, I miss those days. Because let's go! When you're asking someone to marry you is weird. Yeah. Fudge. Sticks on a cold October night. So...
Fudge sticks on them. Okay. Yeah. So, welcome to Pacific Northwest Weirdness. I'm Jen.
I'm Vanessa.
And I am Alicia.
Yeah. We are coming at you. Going to do a little wrap-up of season 3. Woo! Hopefully you guys have enjoyed. We can chit-chat, but I do have a few stats to let
you love your stats, know baby. About.
We love a good stat.
So, Season 3 had 46 episodes.
Episodes. I thought you were going to say epilepsy.
Me too.
I had no idea where this was going.
I was like, we are having seizures? I was not aware.
There's this whole thing been just a fever seizure.
So we had 46 episodes. Season 2, we had 54. And season 1, we had 49. So we're just all over the place.
Yeah, really.
Our seasons are anywhere.
Really, whenever we end it, whenever the mood strikes.
Yeah.
And... we're wild cards.
Yeah. And the sun comes because right now we are sunning it out here.
Yeah, it's beautiful here in Oregon. We have a total through all the years, 22,244 downloads because you guys are amazing.
All right.
I went ahead and looked up our top 20 episodes. So maybe keep your ears tuned, and if there's one that you have not listened to, go and check it out.
Or if you have a favorite, the public likes it. Let us know.
Yeah. Yeah. Because some of them, obviously, you're like, well, yeah, that was like from the very first year. But some of them, surprisingly, I mean, there's some that are up in the top 20 that came out this season.
We bounce around.
They have just jumped right on up there.
Look at us go.
All right. So starting at number 20. The Oregon Vortex. You can't trust a place that hot. 19. Joseph E. Duncan III. Is that the part where I plug my ears?
Oh, yeah. I remember that one. Oh, yeah.
Number 18. Bigfoot. Burn the evidence, dude.
I'm surprised that one's only at 18.
I know.
I'm a little surprised by that. Guys, come on now.
17. Pixie Land Fun Park. Pixie Palooza. And then we have Native American Thunderbirds. Skunk cabbage equals weed equals shaman.
Wait a second. Man. Was that one of Jen's episodes?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
and then Kooky PNW Museums. Just bang it out.
Oh, that was Jen too. Way to bang it out, Jen.
Thanks.
Good job.
McMiniman's. Ghost friends who aren't so friendly.
Oh, McMiniman's, I love you.
Sometimes I like to read the titles.
I know.
Just giggle.
Yes.
Yeah, that's why I read them.
Titles are brilliant.
Crater Lake, that's where the megalodons live. The Pacific Crest Trail, things that pucker your butthole.
So many things.
Jody Arias, he's just a dirty boy sometimes, part one. Joni Hall murder. Someone in this town knows something.
That
and
was
we
you.
Agree.
Yes.
Very suspicious.
Dipping your toes in the moiters.
Robert Picton. Weird ass Piggy Palace.
Oh, Piggy Canadian dude.
Yes. Piddock Mansion. There was a slight scandal. Just a teeny tiny one.
Oh my gosh. And guys, hold on, Jen.
Okay.
If you guys have not seen the pictures online of when we went there, you should do that because they're brilliant. That was when Vanessa was still coasting around on that broken foot.
Yes.
And we may or may not have helped her up and down some stairs. That,
because their elevator is broken.
Yeah.
The one crap time is we that?
Know. Oy, oy, oy.
Okay. I the next one, chance. Ghost Town of Wellington. We're moving by trains, people. and then Serial Killer in Portland. It's all speculation. That
pop
was one
culture.
This
yeah.
season.
Yeah, huh? That was this season. That was not too long ago.
Yeah. Astoria Underground. It's rated exclusive.
Oh, season one. That was so fun going there.
Wayne Adam Ford. don't do it, don't do it, don't do it, but I'll be your best man.
Who being a bad guy?
And Alaska Triangle, Charm Bracelet of Triangles.
That was the one of you. That was your first one, wasn't it?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
The last three are our first three. The Disappearance of Jacob Gray. We'll get into that.
All right. And that was number two?
Yep. And then Diane Downs, It's Gonna Get Weird. Oh. So, yeah, if you haven't heard any of those ones or you just really want to, like, go back and...
Reminisce.
Those
from
are the,
season one, two,
the toppers,
and then now three.
Yeah.
It's weird to think we've been doing this for 3 years. Yeah, going strong. Way to go, guys! Yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah, we're gonna take a little hiatus for 2 weeks for spring break, and then
because we gotta party it up like we're 20.
We're 20, not 21.
One of us is gonna be stuck home with a dog that just got his nuts cut off.
That doesn't feel like 21 year old activities.
One of us is gonna feel like 20 at home with their sweet baby child.
I hope that's not 20 of us.
And one of us will be driving to Idaho to see her
sweet baby child.
Yeah. That also does not, that feels like old lady vibes. So.
Party.
Yeah. So we're all kind of, it's not a real party.
I know
vibe,
I'll be catching up on some podcasts. I will also be catching up on listening to some more Breaking Benjamin. And yeah, that should be a good time.
Yeah, nice. I know. Usually my mom and I go to the beach on spring break for at least a couple days, but I was reading about how to take care of the dog, and Atlas is a psycho. He's a
truth
shepherd husky mix. He has the cute husky face, but that dog is obsessed
crazy
with
town,
my husband. And he just cries crazy. And whines, and it said you have to keep them in like a small area, and I'm like, how the heck am I going to do this? So I'm going to have to like somehow block him into just the little living room area.
Yeah.
And, but then he like thinks he's also a bunny rabbit, and he jumps with his back legs and jumps his front legs up on the couch to try to get Reese's attention, and then jumps back off. And I'm like, ooh, you're going
to
be ripping.
You're going to have to be on your best.
I think that we're going to have to see if they can drug him up or something. Cause I don't know how he's going to.
Yeah.
I mean, like really,
yeah.
I don't know how I'm going to keep that spastic dog under
control. Well, that'll
be
fun for you.
Dogs are crazy.
Yeah. That's not easy for me. I know. Corey had the chance to go to Moab, but he has too much work. And so I was just like, how the hell am I going to do that all by myself for that week?
Sorry, you get to join me now.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yes.
That's good.
So, yeah, we're going to leave you with some bloopers, some sound checks.
I love the bloops.
That we have had during our recording time here. And then we will see you the first week of April. April 3rd.
Yep.
Yep.
April 3rd.
I'll see you and you.
Yeah.
Before then.
Before then. Probably. Yeah, that's true. It'll be great.
Awesome.
Enjoy. Right,
enjoy the bloops.
Baby, 1, 2, 3.
I probably shouldn't be playing with this while we're recording because it's loud.
Yeah, probably not.
What is it?
Velcro. Take it away from me, would you? Thank you so much. It was on Corey's pole, and he left it here, so I grabbed it because I like Velcro, but it's loud, and my hand's like right here.
Do you need a quiet fidget?
I do.
Is that a thing?
A quiet fidget?
Yeah. If I had a piece of hot glue, but like it's dried, like it spilled out, like I'd play with that. That would. I used to chew hot glue too. And then I got a tongue ring. Now I no longer do those awful habits.
And she has entered onto my strange addiction.
Yep. I also used to eat chapstick. Well, not eat chapstick, but I play with it in my mouth.
That's... Okay.
I didn't eat it, though. I spit it out.
I used to, do you mean in the past 5 years or when you were a kid?
When I was a kid. I was on Daily City Dolphins, so I was probably about 5 or 6.
Okay, that's comforting to know.
And then I would get rid of it.
Yeah.
And get more. And my mom's probably going, where the hell is all my chapstick going? And I never told her until I was like an adult.
You said it like it was so recent. I was picturing you like on Jen's couch doing it.
Hello, why do you think this is here? No, but my dog does do that. That's why these are really good chapsticks, because he can't open them. Because it doesn't have any teeth.
The hunching next door probably isn't helping either.
It's not helping.
It's rough, buddy.
Not helping at all. No. He mentions that at least once or twice every time.
Snailax? Is it laxative?
Snailax?
What? Snailax, is it laxative?
For snails?
For snails. Do you have constipated snails?
It's just a brand, I think.
A brand of what?
Of what?
It's like...
We need to know what this is
about. Heated slipper feet things that Taylor got me for Christmas like 5 years ago.
Oh, all right. Snailax slippers?
There's a brochure.
Do they work? I mean, you're not wearing them right now, but...
Oh, Lord.
Well, you have to be plugged in and sitting.
Vibrating foot massager with heat.
Oh.
Yeah, it's nice.
Nice.
But you never use it?
Sometimes it's plugged in somewhere out there.
It's plugged in somewhere.
Oh, Lord.
Is it like on a foamy platform?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay. All right.
And then it was like a giant slipper for both your feet.
Oh, your feet are commingling together in the same little slipper pouch?
There's three massage modes. Heat therapy with two levels of heat. Detachable leather.
Ooh. Oh my.
Automatic shutoff after 30 minutes. Bitch. Why have you not been busting this out?
Do you want them?
Maybe.
No, you might lose your toes if you don't. All right, just so you know.
No.
Yeah. I couldn't even name one song of theirs.
I love her. Until you did that. So much.
Like, I know that I know some of their songs, but I just don't know it off the top of my head. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've driven in Washington. I know I've heard Heart, but.
Okay.
Do they do that What About Love song?
Yes, I think so.
Okay, so you know.
What About Love?
Yeah, is that them?
What about love? Don't let it slip away. Hey. Everyone's turning the volume down right now as they're listening. Sorry, guys. Sorry. All right. Let's go.
Let's go now. We're going.
Oh, my goodness. So much. Okay.
We can cut shit out.
Oh, I am.
She's like, that's why I'm laughing so much. I just see her going. Nope.
We can voice check on it.
Okay, so this is how we play this game.
Okay.
Someone is the fortune teller, and it's going to be Jen, because she's got them right now. And she's going to read a card. And we are going to answer how we think she would answer it.
Okay.
And then if we get it right, we get 2 points. And if it's right, she gets 1 point for every time it's right.
Okay.
Okay? So just remember, whoever is asking the question, that's who we're answering for.
Okay. What?
Are you ready?
You're trying to... Whatever this question is, you're trying to answer it like Jen.
Yeah.
What I would answer.
Okay. Oh.
Which conspiracy theory will I dedicate my life to proving correct?
This is easy.
Right? I feel like it's easier. We're going to all get different answers.
I don't think we did.
You don't think so?
No, because okay. I can see Jen's.
Okay.
But I already read it before she did.
Okay, so what did you say?
Bigfoot.
What did you say?
I said big feet exist.
Yes! Yeah. Everybody got points.
Check off 3 points.
I got 3 points.
Yeah.
Because we all said what you wrote.
You just write it up in the corner. We each got 2 and she got 3.
We're keeping our own score.
Yeah. Got it. Oh my gosh, wait. We know how Jen keeps score.
I think that's for the best.
She's gonna be like, I got 53 out of a possible 6.
In 20 years' time, what meal will I eat every single day?
What meal will you eat every single
20
day?
Years from now.
Okay. So not a food, a meal. Or would it be the food you eat?
I mean, it could be food.
I mean, or meal. I typically can't make my meals of food, so. Yeah. Let's be honest, I don't typically make the meals at all. My mommy does.
Okay, don't judge me by my spelling, but I got it written down.
I said candy.
As a meal?
Well, that's what I mean.
Candy charcuterie.
Yeah.
No.
I said chicken nuggies.
Oh, that's a good one. No, tacos, friends.
I do love tacos.
None of us get points.
I do love tacos.
Yeah, they're delicious.
I will eat tacos every day now.
That's how I feel about my cheeseburgers.
That's how I feel about potatoes.
Did I just pick a card, any card?
And I took the one off the top. Potatoes. I put mine on the bottom, so.
If it's boring, switch. Yeah. Alicia and I did it a lot.
Yeah. What movie will I force my kids to watch?
Okay.
I have no idea on this.
You can't see it. Stop.
I have no clue.
I said Mean Girls.
Oh, that's a good one.
Is it Friday the 13th?
That's also a good one. Dang it, that's a good one. I would make him watch all of those.
What is it?
Focus.
Oh.
Home Alone.
Oh yeah. Home Alone is definitely
that's a good one. Yeah.
That is a good one.
I made my kids watch that too. Oh, is it my turn?
Yeah.
I take the top one?
Maybe.
I guess we'll find out.
You know what's hitting me? He said he was going to text me after practice. Practice was at 9 a.m. I'm pretty sure it's not a 12-hour practice. Stupid. That's some bullshit.
Tell me if you need different ones.
Wow. Wow. Right?
Don't say it if you're not going to do it.
Yeah.
Did we do all
that? He told me I could call him in the middle of the day if I wanted to. He knows that shit's not happening.
He's like, I reached out.
And then he said, after that, he said, I'll text you when I'm done with practice.
He has points for it. I say, oh, yeah, call me if you want to.
Then he lost those points when he said, I'll text you after practice, and it's been 12 and a half hours.
Yep.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Wait, where was yours? Did you do yours?
I was giving her new cards. Mm-hmm. Well, trying to.
We'll I don't know what's happening over here, but I'm going to get some new cards. Right. I'm afraid of this one.
Okay.
Let me see. Do I have an answer?
Breaking Benjamin.
It's always Breaking Benjamin.
It's 3 days, Grace. It's not Breaking Benjamin. I'm scared. It's that one song from. What's that? My darkest day.
The
porn
star.
Light it
on fire.
Oh, the porn star. That was our Remy Ranji
song. Yes. Let it burn. Let it burn.
Not that one. The porn star.
Light it on fire.
Oh, porn star dancing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, good one. That's a good one. Yeah.
Wait, was that the question?
No. And it had nothing to do with any of that. I just started making it up. Walk down memory lane. Okay, this is interesting.
If you don't like it, change it. That's mine.
No, I'm interested to know what you guys would answer for this, so I'm gonna do this one. What color will my bedroom walls be painted in 10 years?
Oh, Lord. This is kind of what color my bedroom walls are now, kind of.
I know, I miss our Jeep days. Corey,
Henry, drive us around so we can.
No, it's so fucking cold outside.
No, not tonight.
Okay, good.
I'm not doing it tonight. It's too cold.
In the summer, we have to wait for summer.
Okay.
But Jack says that it rains.
Are you laughing at your answer?
Yeah. So. I can't wait to hear it. Oh, am I supposed to write it?
Yeah.
Hold on. Yeah, you're supposed to write what it will
be. I have it in my head.
Good lord.
Okay, hold on. I'm
not ready. That was, yeah. What? That's so good. I don't even know where this one came from.
I am so interested.
Okay.
I keep having to, I can't see you guys. I have to look down to see your faces. Lord, I'm sorry.
Okay. Who's going first?
Jen.
I don't know why. But I think it's going to be dark, dark, deep, reddish purple.
Dark, dark, deep, reddish purple. Not just
okay.
You're gonna have a sex
shot.
That's
a good one. Fuzzy woolly cow wallpaper.
That's probably the closest. I just put light gray bitches.
Light gray bitches.
Light gray.
Did you say she was in a sex dungeon? I just my buffering just got up.
Yeah,
I have shows to watch.
Time for that.
I have shows to watch and driving aimlessly around town to do. So
right now, you don't have time for sex dungeon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, are we still going or are we stopping?
Wait, did we already do one of yours?
I was first. Big feet.
Oh, then we probably should stop. Have we checked our...
Yeah, we've been doing it for like 9.5 minutes.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, we probably should do it. Probably no.
Me, 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 me.
Did we just say that at the same time? I was like, wait, no. I think I hear double. Set, go.
I'm starting now.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's
go for it.
Means.
All right.
Okay,
ready? Great.
What would Vanessa think?
Ready? Ready.
Don't give a crap about any of this. That could be funny, but I don't know what I would do. What will my last words be?
Well, that's creepy. That's the one you pick?
Yeah.
The last word? One word?
Words.
Words.
Oh. I don't know if this will actually be it, but I want to make sure this is my last words now.
Okay.
All right, you go first.
Peace out, bitches. It's been real.
Yes.
And along those lines, I'm out, bitches.
Or how about see ya, bitches?
Job.
That was awesome.
Oh gosh. It's been real is a good addition. I would say that.
Wait, what was it? Peace out, bitches.
Peace out, bitches. I get one because Deanie said peace out, bitches. She
just well, all it says in the thing, you don't have to be exactly precise. It has to be in the ballpark.
Okay. Well, then we all get
so it. So we all do.
Yeah.
Because I said I'm out, bitches.
So, yeah. So I get 1 point.
She gets 3 points.
Oh, hey.
And we each get 2.
2 points? Why mm-hmm. 2?
Because we got it right. Because
that's how it goes.
And she gets 1 point for each person that gets it right. Okay. So that'd be 3.
Boom. Roasted.
Roasted?
We were playing
a game. Oh, I was like, peace out.
No, we were playing a game and I won it. And I said, boom, roasted. Game over. And then I was like, oh.
How'd that go over?
But he was laughing like I was being a jerk, good. But in a funny way. And I was like, I
win.
Usually I do a little bit of a dance when I win, usually, but.
Nice.
I decided this time a boom roasted was in order.
Nice. That's why he likes you.
Okay. And this one's pretty fair. What clothing item will I still be wearing years after it's gone out of fashion?
Crap.
Wait, can you repeat the question?
I was set until she said long after it goes out of fashion.
What clothing item will I still be wearing years after it's gone out of fashion?
Oh, item. Clothing item. Mm-hmm. A piece of clothing.
Oh, God.
No, because I wrote down something silly. Okay.
Me too.
I should have wrote that.
Alright.
You start, Alicia.
I wrote hoodie, but they never go out of fashion. Because I can't think of anything that you wear that would go out of fashion, because I feel like people have worn that forever. Like,
you're classic.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Like, Birks have been around forever. They never went out of fashion. Jeans, they never go out of fashion. Hoodies, they never go out of fashion. Like, I can't think of anything that would go out of fashion.
I think you already listed it.
Yeah. Was it Birks? Because that's not what I put. I put your puffy jacket, your sleeping bag jacket. I love that one. Because that would be out of style at some point.
I put the oversized hoodie, Snuggie.
Oh, that's amazing.
I put that. Damn it. I know. I was.
I even wore these and got roasted all the time for my old lady shoes.
What up? We hope you enjoyed some of these snippets of the weirdness that always comes to our episodes. Bye.
Bye.